Water's in the fridge. You know where the drinks or the cups are. We started. We're starting.
Started?
Yeah, because we're on
a
tight schedule here.
Just a glass of water, please.
We're on a tight schedule here, boys. Stavros gone. Gone again.
Stav's gone. We got a special guest filling in for Stav today, but
yeah,
he's
barely. Barely. Those are
I don't know what to say.
Say what?
I think that you and I combined are a Stav.
Yeah, weight wise.
Yeah.
Because we both weigh about 115 pounds.
Yeah, we're both we're both skinny legends.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's an us problem or a him problem.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice, dude. You got the Cumtown branded merch. You sold mugs, too, on the website?
The original iteration, because I used to just do drop shipping. So that's when I did those mugs. That's also when I did that gayest kid in school backpack.
That one was pretty cool.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
I saw someone took a picture once of a guy going through customs with that backpack.
Yeah, that was
like an Australian
that
guy.
Was the peak of this thing when it was like it was truly just absurd the ways we could print money. We make more money now, but like now it's like you know now we make money the way Netflix makes money and then like nobody loves Netflix. It's like I signed up for this thing, I fucking forgot
it's
about it.
It's too much of a hassle.
We got to give Obama a $50 million producer deal to get some new content up.
But the gay, charging people $70 for a gayest kid in school backpack.
A plastic backpack.
It's a $70 backpack that was like drop shipped from China.
We were hanging out one time and you're like, I have to go. I have to autograph the gayest kid in school backpack for a guy in Brooklyn.
I went to Prospect Park and I signed someone's gayest kid in school backpack.
You met him in the park?
Yeah.
In the bathroom?
Yeah, I didn't even know they had bathrooms at Prospect Park.
I don't know if they do.
It sounds like you do know.
I think they probably do.
Ian knows the exact area of the park. Yeah. Ian was
I can
like,
give
they're
you
the
longitude
brambles.
And latitude of it right now.
The men's bathroom with the luxurious stalls are in the Brambles.
The good ones.
Yeah. They call me the Brambler.
Yeah.
I like to bramble around. How's that song go?
I'm
the kind of guy that sucks off guys in Central Park. They call me the Rambler. What is the Rambler? No, the Rambler.
The Rambler. They call me the Rambler. No, that's not George Thorogood, is it?
Kenny Rogers is the Rambler.
Yeah.
Kenny Rogers is the Brambler.
The Brambler, yeah.
Yeah. On a midnight train to nowhere, in the middle of Central Park, I was going to the bathroom, and a guy looked at me. He said, son, I made a life. Off sucking another guy's penis.
Tap twice under the stall. Let me know you're...
So the sign is two taps of the foot.
So I handed him my bottle, my penis, and he drank down the last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light.
Yeah, after you come with a guy in a bathroom, you slide a cigarette under the stall, too. Mm-hmm.
You do.
No,
to say a job well done.
I don't know if it's taps. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I've never done that.
Did you ever do the handkerchief code?
No.
That
but
could
I
have
do carry a hanky.
Well, that could have really intersected with your ska
days. Do you know the codes?
No, I don't know the codes.
Yeah, it's like I think yellow.
The codes
was for
to
like
Zion. That's what they call it. I want the codes, Morpheus. You have the codes.
If you hold a,
what does the red handkerchief mean?
I think that meant you were into like rough, like being rough.
And oh, like bloody
like water.
Isn't
sports.
That just all gay sex? It's not like they're no one's having like fucking
tender?
Like Tony Scott billowing fucking like satin curtains. Yeah. Gay sex,
wind
you know?
Machine sex.
Take my breath away. That's not happening. No one's doing
it's
that.
It's just two men. Yeah.
Isn't that Tom Cruise and fucking Val Kilmer having take my breath away?
Oh.
Sex.
Well, the way I imagine it is one fella's on a motorcycle, and then the other guy's sitting on his lap, but he's doing like cool teacher style over the chair.
Yeah.
So he's facing him while his daddy or top or bull takes him around
on
the motorcycle.
No one's having that kind of sex, but you can be the change you want to see in the world, Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nick's a romantic. That's why he's never crossed the threshold.
What threshold?
Of sex with a man.
Cool threshold.
Oh, I guess. I'm retired. I feel like your dick should fall off when you turn 30. I feel like that's it.
Yeah, I mean, your sex drive does.
No.
You still have a sex drive, but you don't want to use your dick.
No, I mean, I guess I don't even know. I don't feel like I've been horny since I was probably like 17. You just sort of like fuck as something to do.
You don't jerk off?
Nah, almost never.
Do you jerk off, Adam?
Out of necessity.
The bare necessities.
Yeah. I only have to do
bare
it.
Necessity.
I'm trying to get another revenue stream because the podcast isn't going to be here forever. So
yeah, we got to do something. I'm thinking maybe selling pasta sauce or starting a moving company. That seems to be the way to go.
I don't know. I've been wearing a
mini bum cigarette and sucked me on my cock.
I've been doing some Chatterbait.
Would you do Omegle or Chatterbait if you wore like a ski mask and no one knew it was you?
Well, Omegle is just, that's free, right? Or I guess Chatterbait is too, but you can get a tip on it.
Oh, yeah. Chatterbait's.
Chatterbait is like you get tokens. Yeah. But, you know, if you're not into tipping, they still let you look. That's what I like about it. I like how it's tipping optional.
Tipping is optional.
Yeah, that's what brings me to their service.
This is the hottest apartment I've ever been in my entire life.
Well, you just rode your bike here.
Yeah, it's really not that bad. Yeah? It's probably 67 degrees.
Really?
Yeah.
It's
from the.
I have a thermometer in the kitchen. I can fucking look it up.
Yeah.
I'm sweating.
Ian came from a doctor's appointment. Everything's all good?
Yeah.
At the doctor?
Yeah.
It's 75 degrees in here.
Oh, it's like
on like a 65-degree day.
I guess so, yeah. It's a slight temperature shift.
Some like it hot, you know? that's what we call it, this place.
I think that was the name of my high school yearbook.
Some like it hot.
Really? Yeah.
That's
retarded. Because you went to a cross-dressing high school?
Did you guys have names for your yearbooks?
I have no idea. I never bought a yearbook.
Well, I was the class of 2005, so we had it was a FUBU theme.
Really?
Yeah, we did a for us, by us, 05 style theme.
Damn.
Ugh.
No, I don't think it was. I think I'm making that up. I wish I was. I wish I was black. I got in a late night drunken argument with a fellow comedian friend of ours because I
was it the night
drunkenly said that, and he was like, "You're fucking mentally ill, bro."
Wait, you said you wished you were black?
I was like, "Yeah, more than anything."
Yeah. And he was angry.
Have you seen him?
He
since
didn't
then?
Like it. No, but I called him. I was like, "Is everything chill?" He's like, "Yeah, sorry, I was drunk."
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wait, good. Was it the night I saw you?
Adam had a rough trade tryst with a fellow comedian.
Yeah, you know,
it got weird, folks. Remember that? There was like a decade of like Los Angeles comedy that's like, not to be weird.
Yeah.
Sorry for being super awkward.
Well, that was the Pete
right
Holmes
now.
That's a podcast.
Thing. Yeah. And then all of those people turned out to be sexual criminals.
Predators.
Yeah, sexual.
They really made it pretty weird.
Not to be weird, but I happen to be a huge fan of zombies and Batman. And I have raped.
Not to be
15
weird, but. I am going to rape you
by
the end
weird,
of the
weird, but
there's
a cute girl who's doing Improv 101, and I choke-slammed her onto my futon mattress, and then you know, I had my way with her,
and then
I went to immediately did an open mic and did a bit about missing my bar mitzvah, missing those salad days of my bar mitzvah.
Wait, so hold on. Dude.
What?
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty like PG-13 or PG kind of like, we're just hanging out. We're doing wild takes.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I wish that more than anything.
Yeah. And what was his response?
He was like, "You're fucking weird, man. That's fucking weird."
What?
Yeah, it was like, I'm not a serious. I don't think I'm going to meet a wizard one day who's going to turn me into a black man. I don't think it's something that's possible in the material.
You know, how when you meet a genie and they're like, you could have three wishes, but you can't wish for this. One of those, like, you can't wish to be black.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I wouldn't switch any. Definitely being white is the best one.
Yeah, of course. We all know that.
Yeah, that's why.
For coolness, black.
No, I've what always
are you talking
said
about?
If I could
white
change
guys
form,
are
I, would,
cool.
I would have to be some kind of like nebulous sort of gas or energy ball, you know, I think I said literally before I'd prefer to be like a poisonous cloud.
Like in the in the show Lost.
That just sort of seeps under doors and fucking just...
A murderous cloud.
Like an Alex Mack of evilness.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
You remember Alex Mack?
I remember
the hot chick that could go into like silver goo and go underneath doors?
Damn.
Remember she was running from school and she stepped in like nuclear sludge? It was a Nickelodeon show.
Silver glue.
Yeah.
She was hot. Never pulled your...
You, Dr. Eugene Goo. Remember that guy?
Yeah. He was a big...
Mr. President, you're a freaking dummy. People were like, goo him. Goo that guy.
When he'd goo Trump.
He got goo. Trump just got gooed.
He just got...
Goo is such a funny name, dude. There was another goo that like fucking defected. There's that goo
like
bit.
Eileen Goo.
Yeah, Eileen
another
Goo.
Eileen Goo.
Yeah.
She's I'm saying this only because she's 18 and of legal age, but she's a
what?
She's a hot trader.
Who?
She's this girl that's really good at freestyle skiing.
Adam, 35 years old, describing an Asian 18-year-old. That is one hot traitor. That is one
sexy Benedict
so
Arnold.
This is weird. I'm 35 and I'm attracted to an 18-year-old skier.
I'm not 35 for the record.
If I could get a look at that pussy, that is one cool customer.
Yeah. She's
Irene Goo?
Eileen Goo. She's really good at freestyle skiing.
And she's like really not particularly attractive.
She's pretty hot.
She's like Brooklyn normal.
Yeah.
No, she's not.
This is
guys.
Just...
These pictures are her wearing goggles and a helmet. Yeah, Adam's like, she's the hottest.
She's not... Come on, bro. It's not from the goggles.
She's not unattractive in the slightest, but to like...
She's a good-looking girl.
To publicly label yourself a borderline pedophile for the sake of this woman.
Being attracted to this woman who's in parkas and ski gear.
Yeah.
I'm saying she's attractive.
You got spiders in your brains, dude.
You do.
Why spiders? Because I've just been thinking about being a black guy my whole life. I can't think about a girl's age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got the Green Mile flies.
You want to be a black guy so you can punch her and get away with it.
No, yeah. Ian, you didn't have to take it there.
I tried to make Adam black, boss. That's how Adam becomes black. I tried to make him
the
black.
The flies,
boss,
yeah.
But the flies couldn't do it. They couldn't do it, boss.
He killed me with flies.
It's okay, John.
Anyway,
Coffey.
She's this girl from California who basically competes
California.
For China. She competes for China.
We have Chinese
skiing.
People. We have Chinese traders, California. We're gay.
And a lot of people are pissed off about that.
Wait, because she's from California and she's skiing for China?
She defected to go ski.
She didn't defect. I think she lives in America.
You're attracted to a 17-year-old.
The State Department fucking took away her citizenship.
I'm attracted to the fact that she's playing for the winning team. That's what I'm attracted to.
No, she didn't even win, dude.
What are you talking about? She got the fucking gold, bro.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
No, that you're just...
Here's a picture of her biting a gold
your
medal.
Your eyes are clouded by love.
Mm. No, it's not about love. It's about the fact that she's smart and she knows...
You want her to go skiing and grab on
and
your pole.
She's trying to eat the medal.
She...
I thought these people were supposed to be
she
smart.
Read the tea leaves and she knows that America is in its decline. She's now skiing for China.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love to podcast for China anytime.
He's an American-born freestyle skier, two-time Olympic gold medalist, and model.
Native name? You can't even read her
she's
name.
A model.
She's competed for China in half-pipe, slope style.
Oh, no.
And big air
zipper
events.
Zipper run.
Yeah, right.
Oh, no.
Slope style. Well, we're clicking on that. And it's a winter sport where athletes ski or snowboard.
Yeah, it's like where you do rails and you do...
It's ski slopes.
No. Yeah.
Okay. I was confused.
Well, it's where you do like tricks and stuff on the slopes.
Can someone Photoshop a picture of her on skis in Tiananmen Square?
Very funny, because you know what? Half pipe is also sort of a slur for a Chinese guy. You know?
I don't know.
So half pipe, slope style. You can go, there's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff in here.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
Well, I think...
What other teenagers are you attracted to, Adam?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's about it. I just said that she was attractive. I didn't say that I was attracted to her. And I don't know why I'm still defending this point. Because I feel like it's not really a hill to die on.
That is weird, though. hanging out and just being like, yeah, whatever. And someone would be like, that's not cool. Fuck you.
What do you mean?
Like,
oh, for saying that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, I didn't mean to really bring it up. It's kind of a, but yeah. I apologize to everyone. I apologize to the people of China.
She got $30 million in Chinese endorsement deals.
Yeah, that's why she did it. She did it because she knew she'd be a massive celebrity there.
Yeah.
It's smart. Very smart.
And she'll probably get a book deal.
Eileen Gu, you think very smart.
You think she did The Voice?
What?
You think she did The Voice while she was over there?
Yeah, of course she did The Voice.
And they're like, oh, thank you. You know?
No, I don't know. What voice?
Why, you know, do you think she did The Voice?
Of course she did The Voice.
All right.
She speaks Chinese.
Yeah, like that, you know that NBC show, The Voice? I finally got around to watching that. Not what I thought. Completely different. I was fucking, you know.
You thought Shane Gillis won season two?
I thought Shane, but Shane doesn't do The Voice.
He doesn't do The Voice.
He just said Shane.
He just said the slur.
Yeah. He goes to Shane on that show and being like, yeah, what is this, where they keep the chinks? And then fucking Howie Mandel is like, I gotta ding you. It's close, but you're supposed to do The Voice. That's the premise of the show. It's not saying,
The Word.
It's not The Word,
The show isn't called The Word, it's called The Voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Simon Cowell was like, that was positively, absolutely one of the worst examples of a bad thing. So it's the reverse that I've ever seen. It was good. The surprise twist from Simon, quote unquote, the fag cow. My new, and then he has a cape that he just holds over the bottom of his face.
Yeah, dude. He's still doing his thing.
I know I've said it on the show, but old men, like old white guys who were never in the military but love wearing like a hat, like they wear like a Navy hat for a specific ship. You know, like the medals on it, be like the USS Cavalier.
Yeah.
And like, oh, were you on that boat? They're like, no. You know,
they're just like fans of the
boat. The old Stolen Valor guys. They love doing surprise twist reviews, or like when they give like a tip to a waiter. They love.
What are you talking about?
Those old guys love being like, they're like, I would like to speak to the manager, please.
Uh-huh.
And then make the waiter stand there, and the manager comes over, and he's like, this young man gave us the best service we've ever seen. You know, like they love, and I want you to shake his hand. Like
that's
like,
totally a kind of guy.
They love doing that. They're like this all the gravitas towards, you know, yeah. This
just
like
wasting dumb, everyone's
just
time.
Wasting everyone's time. This like dumb reveal thing because they have to like
getting
know,
him scared. Also,
yeah, right.
Getting him thinking that he's gonna lose his job.
Those guys love that. The fucking and then it's like that's like another day at Bob Evans for them. They go try different, you know, they go to Bob Evans, do that there, God. Bob's Big Boy.
Dude, I miss our old pal, the fucking, the gossip of Hardee's.
Mm-hmm. Yes, FBI, I would like to report, the waiter at Bob Evans. They're like, for what? And he's like, for making the best damn meal. And they're like, oh, this is Ronnie, isn't it? He's like, yes, it is.
They swat him.
Good to hear.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, we'll talk to you later, Ronnie.
That's so funny, dude.
Thanks for saying that.
I love those.
Just
guys.
In case the people at home are like, why am I still paying for this show?
Well, this is the free episode.
It doesn't
have
matter.
To pay for it.
They do. I've hacked into the bank accounts of everyone that listens to this show.
It is true. If you want to keep continuing the free episode or like enjoying the free episodes, we do need a little bit of personal information.
Yeah. Yeah, we got really tanked quality of this show, so people aren't. You know, I no more of the. They're like, why is the show ending?
How long are you going to keep the show going for?
About the month.
We're trying to do. Maybe we want to be out by the end of the year.
Maybe 3 weeks.
Because it's like we did the math on it, and with the amount of money the show makes, we would have to do it for another decade to have Eileen Gu money. to have Gu Chinese.
She wouldn't even
Buku Gu.
At this point, she wouldn't even look at me.
Yeah.
Yeah. She'd be like, I'm dating a
mm-hmm. like, a peasant.
No, just like a fucking one of those like royals of like a small, you're like a Luxembourg duke or something. Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
those
what,
the kind
you
of
know
guys
what,
she dates.
What could be cool is like learning Chinese and going over to China and like living in like, you know, some like fucking Chinese ass place.
Oh, where like no one, one speaks of those English. Woods.
No one speaks English. Yeah, just like an Ewok village, yeah. basically. And but you know, you nailed it, and then you hire a film crew to come over and do like a documentary on you. And then you're going around. You've already established a relationship with like all the Chinese people, so you speak Chinese to them. But then to the film crew, you're like, "Yeah, this is my best friend. We hang out all day." And then you're just doing the voice in English to the film crew, and no one's the wiser. And it's just 4.5 hours of that of you explaining your life in fucking Chinese village with the little teddy bear people.
Could you go? Could you have a rudimentary knowledge of Chinese? Go over there, live in one of those villages for like 2 to 3 months and survive.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah?
What do you mean survive?
Would they be all right with you being there?
Yeah, they're human beings.
Yeah, of course. And they'd be doing pranks on you the whole time. They'd be dying of laughter.
They might think you're like fucking, weird and make fun of you.
Yeah.
You know.
They'd be talking shit on you, but they wouldn't fucking kill you.
Very few people are actually evil.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And most people are assholes.
Right.
The vast majority of people are fucking mean-spirited assholes.
Right.
But very few people are actually, like, evil. You know what I mean?
I think the majority of people are good, but the assholes get the magnifying glass on them.
The magnifying glass.
Yeah.
Society's magnifying glass.
Society's magnifying glass.
Yo, listen, go off.
Hold on.
So, like,
go off on this magnifying glass.
But somehow work in my bookies.
They get the magnifying glass and the rest of us are the ants, you know, the good guys, right?
No.
And they harness the power of the sun.
We see them through the magnifying glass, which makes the ants look bigger.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, they're just...
You know what's funny?
Dance.
Is they say like money can't buy happiness or whatever. But now that I'm rich, I'm definitely a nicer person to people.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I used to be way meaner when I didn't have money. Now you could say that's just
bitter.
You can say that's just a function of like emotional maturity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, say that I got older.
I think that coincides with you getting older.
But I have friends that have gotten older that have continued the struggle, who have become even more bitter and angry.
Of course.
And worse people.
Yeah.
Like less. Yeah. So money can, in a roundabout way, buy you happiness because it allows you to, you know, have more patience with life.
So this is your argument for universal base income?
No, it's my argument for being rich. My argument for, like, if you want that, you got to make yourself. You got to find a way to produce something that society needs.
Yeah, and you can only be rich comparatively. So you need,
or you go to mybookie.ag.
Okay, that's how you get rich, and that's how you get happy.
You go to mybookie.ag, and let's see if they sent me.
Oh, I just want to say I was rich in retweets. Thank you for mentioning that tweet of mine on the podcast or whatever.
We still got to pay you. I owe you a lot of money.
Yeah, you do owe me a lot of money. I'll be taking Stav pay for this episode.
Yeah, I might as well.
All right, so here's the deal, guys.
Yeah.
You go to mybookie.ag, you get 100% sports welcome bonus. You get 150% bonus up to $750 at their casino.
You guys want to bet on a Chinese skier? Mybookie.com.
Well, yeah,
the Olympics are over.
Eileen Goo.
You want to put all your money, you want to blow your wad of goo on goo?
Your team might have missed the big game this year, but MyBookie's double deposit bonus makes sure you won't. Sign up at MyBookie now. Use promo code COMETOWN or COMETOWN20. We can't remember which one it is. To have your first deposit matched instantly so you can get in on all the action of Super Bowl 56. The only way watching the biggest game of the year could get any better is to get paid doing it. MyBookie gives you everything you need to do it. With double your money, you can double your winnings, and the best starting point for the big game is with the Super Bowl prop bets. Whether it's on or off the field, there's no shortage of wagers to choose from for the Super. You know what I used to love? You ever do VO auditions, Ian?
Yes.
I used to love doing those. As much as I hated, dude. I hate when I had commercial. Were you with
CSD?
Yeah, CSD.
No. I was with Abrams.
I was with CSD.
Yeah,
and I hated doing on-screen camera auditions. I despise them.
I love in-room, on camera.
Yeah.
I book the room. If I don't get the gig, the director or producer would hit me up later for something else amazing, and now everything's self-tape. Well,
you would get sucked. You would get booked a lot, but I hated that. But doing voiceover stuff, I loved.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Voiceover is way more fun. Doing like a fun voice.
Yeah.
Because like, I feel like I would look absurd if I did a voice like on camera.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's just a voice, you know.
And you're alone in your room.
No, I would go in.
Oh, I thought you meant during the pandemic.
No, dude. I would always go in. No, they dropped me. See, CSD dropped me. It's funny because I had different representation for on screen and then voice. And then after the IBM thing, that agent never spoke to me again.
Yeah.
The on camera. But the voiceover people are always way more chill anyways.
Would you still do voiceover if you
got it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean it's like the amount of money is.
Did you ever get those reads for it where it was like this is a product
and my bookie.ag by the way. Because sorry, what were you saying?
It's with the voiceover stuff, they would be like, this is a product that makes you happy, grateful, and excited.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that brings you together with your family and makes you go, huh, life is simple, but life is sweet. These Tostitos are, you're like, what?
Yeah. No, I love when they would make you do like the quick reading stuff, you know, like with like, you know, like insurance spots or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, yeah, you got to get all this in. And
yeah, in like 30 seconds. Yeah, it's like two pages of stuff.
With double your money and you can double your winnings with Best Bookie Buddy, you know, like that kind of shit. With Super Bowl prop bets, whether it's on or off the field, there's no shortage of wagers to choose from for the Super Bowl. So get in on the action. Let the confetti fall and walk away a winner. Don't miss out. Head to mybookie.ag and double your first deposit up to $1,000 by using promo code Cumtown.
The Super Bowl was a month ago, but...
Place your bets and get ready for unmatched excitement of the Super Bowl.
It was a month ago.
Anywhere, anytime. I can't find the new copy, Adam. Please.
Do you have...
For next year's Super Bowl.
Do you have other ads?
Your team might have missed the big game this year, but my bookie's double deposit bonus. You could just do stuff like that.
Adam, who would you
sign up at mypenis.net?
My bookie from more, me or Nick?
Right. What do you mean? All right, Ian, you try.
Your team might have missed a big game this year.
No.
But my bookie's double deposit bonus. Make sure you won't.
Sorry, that's 2,000.
Sign up at my bookie now.
That's two. First of all, I can immediately pinpoint that you're from the Mid-Atlantic. Sign up at my bookie now.
Can I tell you?
Fucking, it's like, there's no. You gotta.
I've gotten so many emails. Yeah. They're like, can you please get rid of your Mid-Atlantic accent?
Yeah. It's hard.
it's so fucking hard
because it's not.
So hard.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Unless you do another accent, you know?
Yeah. I got a Heineken commercial during the pandemic for voiceover.
And Heineken beer tastes fucking really good.
Yep. I had to. They
mybookie.ag.
Coach me.
Yeah.
Through it like a million times.
Don't miss out. Head to my bookie and double your first deposit. Up to $1,000.
Dude, I'm crying.
Up to $100,000 using promo code Cumtown.
I've gotten so many fucking messages.
I'm just looking at Eileen Gu's Instagram.
Yeah.
This is Adam chasing Eileen Gu around China.
She goes to Stanford. She's not in China.
Eileen!
Yeah, I mean, just like legs wobbling on a set of skis.
You've been waiting to send that, to use that fucking Benny Hill theme the whole time.
What's
you?
That?
You were like, your plan coming here was like, I'm going to work the Benny Hill theme.
I had a whoopee cushion in my house, but the cat bit into it and it wouldn't blow up.
Bit into it. We learned last week that the Whoopi Goldberg's name came from her literally shitting her.
She said that sometimes
when I was on stage, I didn't have time to go to the bathroom. So I would just bust out my ass. I would fart out of my ass.
Yeah, it was because she farted so much.
And it
legitimately,
and
we're not making this up.
They called me Whoopi.
Yeah.
They said you Whoopi.
That's not a character you made up.
No.
I swear to God.
It's a character she made up.
It's on her Wikipedia.
Wait, is there a clip of her saying that?
No, it's on her Wikipedia page.
It's on her Wikipedia.
Someone had to have made that up after her whole recent debacle.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that's real.
No, no, it's...
For her to use that as her professional name?
And thank Sucking you, thank dick you, Ian. How I
Getting
got the name.
Fucked in my mouth and ass.
All right, let's hear.
Doreen wants to know, how did you come up with the name Whoopi Goldberg?
Your name is something really beautiful, as I remember.
Well, no, my name is Karen.
Karen, that's right.
Karen Johnson, like the Tupperware.
Oh, that's Karen Johnson, like the Tupperware.
I'm so pleased to be here. I've brought the most wonderful Tupperware for you. And, no, I'm a farter. And so I was, we had a small theater in San Diego called the San Diego Rep. And it was that big, and there was no backstage. And so if you, you know, you had to let it go, you had to let it go.
Oh, that's funny.
And so people would say, you're like a whoopee cushion. And so I was whoopee cushion.
That's hilarious.
Whoopee cushion. And then my mom said, you know,
Everybody's
going to take you seriously being called whoopee cushion. And I said to her, oh, great namer of the stars. What should I use? She said, well, you might as well use one of the family names. Use Goldberg, see what happens.
So Goldberg is a family name.
But Emma did that. My mom did that. She said, try that.
Your mother was great.
She was great. I really liked her a lot.
So I'm her a name, farter.
Her name
I'm
comes
a farter.
From
I'm
farting,
a farter.
And then using a Jewish name to get further in the industry.
Yes. No. That's what her mother is saying.
Sucking, digging, eating.
That was her your like, last name can't be Kashawn.
Native
it has
American
to be Goldberg.
Name.
Yeah.
I will name you.
Don't miss out. Head to MyBookie and double your first deposit.
Yeah.
Right, give me another read.
MyBookie.ag. Promo code Cometown, Cometown 20.
Cometown, Cometown.
They get a 100% bonus up to $1,000 plus 10 more dollars.
I want you to imagine this little website was white. It was a whites only website.
Sorry, I just took a sip of water.
You took a piece.
I took a piss
I
of
took
water.
A piece. A lot of piece.
I took a piss of water.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Damn. Yeah, I got my CPA dropped me, and I got a new one, but through my bookkeeper. And I've never talked to this. There's somebody that just did my taxes.
Yeah.
And then took money out of my account. I have not spoken to them directly. And I don't know if that's like good or bad. But
did they do a good job?
I have right, no ready? Idea. Here. I never look at my tax return.
Read this commercial copy for deodorant. It's comedic tone.
No. Right. No free.
It's not a real product.
Don't
it's
say the name. Like okay.
Teen/adult commercials on camera.
All right. Let's hear
showcase.
It. Let's hear it.
Commercial copy. Serious toned. Headaches. We all get them. We all wish they would go away. There is a solution. Boop. I just take two and there's no more tension, no more throbbing, no more pain. My headache completely gone. Okay, and then here, this is a sneaker company. It's a mindset, a focus, a deep-seated spirit. It's an inner strength to keep your feet planted firmly on the ground, no matter what presses against you. It's confidence. It's belief. It's a way of life. It's the brand. I don't want people knowing about Nike from Compton. I don't want people finding out about Nike.
I can't. That,
can't
no.
Can't
I'm not giving Nike free reads. This one's for Pine Sol. Whoever said that a smell can bring back a flood of memories. I'm a little too hot. I'm a little too hot on here to do this one.
Hold on. Can I try one?
No.
Yeah, why not?
Let me send this to you.
What do you guys think? Would you hire me?
Yeah, of course I'd Nike. Hire you, bro.
I don't know.
Nike.
I don't know. I got to hear Adam
You
first.
Like sneakers? I got a pair of sneakers for you right here, faggot. They're like,
I'm going to sneak up behind you and
yeah,
fuck that ass.
Let's go. Let's do this one again and maybe not the don't say the faggot part.
Hey, you bunch of fucking.
Yeah, yeah.
What? Sir.
Nike. Yeah, we got shoes that aren't just right. for guys that fucking
right,
line
ready?
Up
here,
outside
I'll do Nike.
Wall.
Ready?
It's a mindset, brother, a focus, deep-seated spirit.
Man. Fired.
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 What? Fired.
No, please.
That's
I
disrespectful
do it again.
No to chance. The Macho Man. Right
it's a mindset, bitch, a focus, a deep-seated spirit.
You might get it.
An inner strength to keep your feet
it's
planted
a mindset.
Firmly on the ground.
It's a focus. We should get. You should bring me, and we should do like competing auditions.
Yeah,
at the same
dueling,
like,
dueling auditions.
Dueling and to go in at the same time, just frustrate the sound engineer. It's a mindset, a focus, it's a way of life.
It's a mindset, a focus,
it's a, mindset.
A deep-seated spirit.
It's a mindset.
It's a strength.
It's a focus.
Planted.
It's a mindset.
It's a belief in a way of life.
All right, can I try?
Please, senora, you have to wear the sneaker. Please.
Please, like, senora, yeah, my neither, child, you make out the sneaker.
Neither of you get the job.
Okay, can I try?
Yeah.
Listen up, brother. No. It's a mindset.
You already did Macho.
You already did Macho Man.
Okay. Oh fuck!
And it bombed.
No,
if I recall correctly, yeah, it bombed.
No,
you thought you were like, hey Nick, why don't you like fucking softball it to me? Why don't you do your read? And I'm like, all right, I'll try it out. And then like, watch this.
It's chess.
It's not chess.
Yeah, I was planning my next move ahead of
no,
time.
No, that's checkers.
Oh fuck.
Okay, here we go.
Chess is that I already secretly have a deal with Nike, and that I was like, don't worry, I'll gaslight Ian into thinking he's replacing Stav this week. You just have somebody send him the copy, and we'll work it in. We'll work the Nike reading.
Yeah,
in.
This has been a ruse. This is never being released.
Here, yet. Adam, read deodorant.
I'm going to do the wipes one.
Ever the wipes.
Ever sit on a toilet and have that never-ending wipe? Well, those days are over.
Morgan Freeman?
No, that's not a very good one.
Yeah, well, here's a,
well
here's
those
secret.
Days are over.
Do that, but talk quieter.
Ever sit on a toilet?
No, talk quieter.
Quieter. Bring it down.
Ever sit on a toilet and have that never-ending
no,
wipe?
You're making your voice crackle. You need to.
You're like a frog in your throat.
Ever sit on a toilet?
You gotta ever sit on a toilet?
Ever sit on a toilet?
And have that never-ending wipe.
The first time I sucked.
Hello, Clarice.
Well, those days are over.
Have you ever sat on a toilet?
Have you ever worn a pair of Nikes?
It's a belief.
Focus,
Nikes.
Okay, I'll do the Pine Sol one.
Pine Sol.
Do Pine Sol as Ace Ventura.
Pine Sol is a cleaner.
Okay, this is my Ace Ventura.
And what could be cleaner?
Whoever said that the smell...
The ovens at Auschwitz.
That's good, John Hamm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you saying, Don? We need to do a Nazi version of Pine Sol?
Pine Sol is the gas they use in the gas chambers.
No, that's just a line from Training Day. It says the gas smells like Pine Sol.
I don't know. I was pretty pissed off watching that movie. That a white man would have a black boss. I didn't get to the end where you find out the black boss is bad.
Yeah.
I would have felt better.
Yeah, that movie's about how you can't have a black boss.
Sucking dick and eating ass. Getting fucked in my mouth and ass.
All right, I'm going to do deodorant. This is how I would do the read.
All right, do it.
Whenever I feel like a sweaty slob, there's one assurance it gives me peace of mind. Deodorant. Just one wipe under each armpit, and I'm good to go for days. Heck, I don't even need to shower for one whole week. That's how good this shiz is.
This shiz.
This shiz?
Would you buy deodorant from that man?
Huh?
Would you buy deodorant from that man?
No.
What?
I wouldn't buy it from an ad.
No,
see,
no.
My
I
mind
meant,
is
if I was
too
selling
strong.
It on the street and spoke to you like that, would you buy it from me?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
That's how good this shiz is.
Actually, I smell pretty bad right now.
Dude, I had to do one read where I was like a gay bear in a children's story.
Like a 300-pound guy?
No. Like a stuffed bear that was like gay, out, and proud. And one of the lines was like, goodbye, Felicia. It was like so stereotypical what
wow.
they would think like a gay character would be.
Wow.
Bye, Felicia. Who's like, that's the thing. That's what I love about commercials. The people that make commercials are the most out of touch, fucking overpaid, untalented losers in the entire world.
Totally.
Oh, like, yeah.
The worst. And they,
well, it's the creatives at the company.
Yeah, right. And you go in there and it's all like fucking like, yeah, Cheerios are on fleek. It's like, yeah, it's 2021. How are you fucking like, yeah.
Anyway. Nick and I, well, Nick brought me on a couple jobs that we used to PA on commercials.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And those people that are running the show there are just the absolute worst people on earth.
I had to drive some bitch, some like Estee Lauder, like fucking global marketing, or I forget which makeup company it was. But she said, you know, we struck up a conversation, and she's in the car, and it's like, you know, she's only in the car 30 minutes, and you can tell that this is someone that has never once in their life thought like, how's the bill going to get paid ever?
Right.
Just fucking, she went to some bullshit school, got like a communications degree.
Yeah.
Fucking had a job, had like a girl, like a fake rich girl job set up for her. Like, I just, well, I like makeup and skincare. Mm-hmm. So then I got the job as, a, you know, like a C-suite fucking job, like immediately is like, you know, saying like, I like this makeup.
Yeah.
I like it. Let's do, yeah, we'll go. And like, what if the commercial is in Milan and it's a woman and she's wearing makeup? We'll find an ad agency to do it. Let's just use one of the three biggest ad agencies there is. And they'll make the same commercial that they've been making for 50 years.
Mm-hmm. And it's then, in Milan.
And it's in Milan. And I get paid $600,000 a year, which is good because I'm like earning my own money now. You know?
Yeah,
I'm 32 and I'm finally earning my own money.
My dad cut me off.
Oh, my God.
And it was the best thing that ever happened.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's like, you know, I mean, it's like, yeah, I asked my parents for support. I understand a lot of people don't have that. But like, how am I supposed to afford $8,700 a month in rent?
Mm-hmm. For a one bedroom in the West Village?
Yeah. To live directly on the park.
Yeah.
Dude, that I was just talking to a friend catching up and I was like, oh, how's so-and-so? And they're like, oh, they just bought a house. I'm like, huh.
Mm-hmm.
With what? What are they doing? Well, I go,
did someone die?
She goes, yeah, I think that goes without saying. I was like, oh, well, that sucks. And this is a person that's very, like...
useless.
Yeah, but also very, like, left on the side of, like, we need to, people...
Yeah, you can't fault that. You can't say, like, that's not hypocritical of them to have those opinions. That's good. If they're a rich person, they understand those things. That's good. That's not the people you fault. It's this fucking like makeup lady that's like, you know she. I mean, I don't know. You know, I'm also just probably just fucking criticizing. Yeah. I have no idea what her politics are. We didn't have any conversation about it. But yeah, I mean, if it's like,
well, no, I'm like this person also in like a Taiwanese owned coffee shop. Years ago,
in a Taiwanese coffee shop.
Listen to me.
I know, but I'm trying to understand what words you're saying.
Like it was a small business. This guy and his dad owned this like coffee shop, really small.
And this guy is Taiwanese.
Yes, the people that own the
everything
coffee
I
shop,
said.
She
I take back.
She is not Taiwanese.
Oh, okay. Taiwan trash. Taiwan.
Yeah.
Taiwan is China. Taiwan is China.
You mean a Chinese owned coffee shop?
It's a Chinese coffee shop. There are no Taiwan. No.
Yes. And so
I
saw
The Voice
coming up next on The Voice.
Yeah.
Taiwan. Okay. Vietnamese.
Yeah. Fucking just Howie Mandel. Nailed it. Perfect. Randy Jackson. You got the sauce. You putting the sauce on the flavor. You know what I'm saying? You got the flavor. You putting the sauce on top of it. I love what you're doing, brother.
Oh, man. So what happened with this girl that has a house now?
So it was this coffee shop. And I used to go there a lot. I saw her in there. I sat. We talked for a little. And then I left. And the next time I went back, the guy was like, hey, do you know that girl that you were talking to? I go, yeah. And he goes, can you do me a favor? She wrote a really long negative Yelp review on our shop. And it's can lead to like hurting our business. Can you ask her to take it down? And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But it's like she's rich. And purports to like be this, you know, we need to help out these la la la, and then like she's writing bad Yelp reviews about
and she's Taiwanese.
Am I being punked?
No.
Is she?
She's white.
Because like when
is she hot? Also, real quick,
yeah,
is she hot?
Who
is BlueChew.com.
What?
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, good for her.
That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, that's not somebody that's who would describe as
a leftist.
Yeah,
she's just a woman.
Yeah, she's just a woman.
You know these fucking feminist radicals.
How does Randy Jackson continue to lose weight? He lost the weight 10 years ago, and every time you can like
he looks
yeah,
sick.
He's.
Yeah, how Randy Jackson lost 114 pounds after losing 382 pounds.
He weighed 1,000 pounds.
My man weighed 11 pounds.
So okay. BlueChew.com.
Yeah, BlueChew.com.
What a company. What a website.
BlueChew.com. They certainly wouldn't need BlueChew.com to smash
the patriarchy.
Eileen Gu. Yeah,
Eileen Gu. If you love sex, you're going to love this damn website, BlueChew.com. And you can go there to find out if sex with a chewable tablet is right for you. Now, you might be confused by that copy. You're not having sex with the tablet. You're having sex with a woman or a man. But you're chewing down this sildenafil and tadalafil, which are generic versions of Viagra and Cialis. What's included? You talk to 100% U.S. licensed medical providers. Prescriptions are... they give you a consultation for sildenafil or tadalafil. Professional ED-focused medical support. No waiting rooms. No appointments. 30 or 45 milligrams of sildenafil or 6 or 9 of tadalafil. We still can't say those damn words.
Tadalafil.
And listen, guys.
I got to re-up the Blue Chew. I gotta get
back on it.
Do
you use it?
I used to. I felt like it had a positive effect on like my... like. Circulation.
Really?
Yeah, in general.
Huh.
So,
why don't they talk about that in the copy?
Because it's, you can't say that because it's a medicine. So it's like for a specific thing, I think. In fact, I should probably not even say that.
Yeah, that's a claim that Blue Chew does not stand by.
I only took the sildenafil. I took the Cialis one.
Which is the 36
the Viagra,
hour guy.
The Viagra one I took one time and it felt like I was having like an allergic reaction.
Ugh.
It like fucking, because it makes like everything kind of swell. It felt like my nose was trying to get hard.
Ugh. I get hot ears from Blue Chews.
Do you take the black or the gray?
I'm so afraid of having a heart attack if I take it.
No, I think it does the opposite.
Huh.
Dude, I started taking, do you have high blood pressure?
Yeah.
I have to fucking like really manage my shit, but I started taking that like,
I have high cholesterol too.
That COQ10 shit, just daily. I don't know, some fucking enzyme. But like immediately, it's like on average, like it's like a 4 or 5, you know, point drop.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it really works.
Huh.
Yeah, that in a combination with like, I really like cut down coffee. Like I only do like, it's in the mornings, a couple of coffees in the morning.
And
it used
nicotine.
It used to be all day long. I stopped vaping and then like, I mean, obviously no more cocaine. But yeah,
that's
great. Yeah.
Well, here's the deal, guys. You go to this website and you sign up for this damn thing. You talk to a licensed medical professional. And it doesn't have to be a pain. It doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be embarrassing. And it doesn't have to be inconvenient. You have it shipped directly to your door. That means no visits and awkward conversations with the pharmacist. It comes in discreet packaging, which you can hide immediately the second... Your girlfriend wants to go check the mail. You could push her back into the apartment and then run down to the mailbox and tell her that you were waiting on a gift for her. But it, in some ways, it is a gift for her. And it's a gift for you, too. So, I don't know. I don't really have the copy. But you may have heard of this product on Pardon the Interruption or the Love Hour podcast or Cumtown podcast, which you're listening to right now. So, go over... talk to a licensed medical professional. Come up with the plan that suits you the best. I would suggest it's the 30 pills a month plan.
Oh, yeah, brother.
And that's the pro deal. And so for only $120 a month, you can get a 45 milligram. You get 34, 45 milligram sildenafil chewable tablets, which is more than the days of the month. So that's great. So if you use our promo code, it's Cumtown or Cumtown 20. What you get is you get your first month absolutely free. You just pay for the shipping. Tell them Cumtown sent you.
Woo!
And tell your girlfriend or boyfriend that Cumtown sent you. Gave you that rock hard confidence in the bedroom that you've been lacking your entire life. Is that good?
Your entire life?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, I've been lacking that.
Just suck my dick and eat my ass.
So, Ian, what do you think about this?
Fuck my mouth and fuck my ass.
About this war.
Oh, man, it's controversial, but I think it's bad.
Yeah. The Ukrainians or the Russians?
Oh, I thought we were talking about against the feminists.
Oh.
Right, fellas?
I didn't realize.
Can someone bump my mic?
Yeah, bump.
Woo!
Anyway. All right, cool. So that's Politics Hour. Let's go through and read some of Ian's tweets.
Oh, no. Wait, how did that tweet come up?
Because I sent it to Nick and Sava, said that Ian made a good-ass point. I said, look at this good-ass point our boy made.
Dude, for a second, I was like, oh, cool. And then I realized I was being mercilessly mocked. I was like, oh, fuck.
Were they? No, we just told them to retweet it.
I loved all the responses.
We just told them to retweet it.
I thought it was so funny. It was very funny.
Yeah. The best tweet you ever did was the one with the pen and legislation.
Dude,
that's my favorite.
Dicks, you fucking fag.
Dude, that is the
because funny. Of the dude. Oh my god,
Republicans only it's whatever
with a pen.
All jokes aside, true.
I don't know.
It is
I don't know what the
that
point
a tweet
was.
From like 2015, it'll just randomly show up on someone will be like, like, and I'm like,
the
oh,
pen and legislation.
No, nah, I thought that was so funny.
Having a hard time daily trying to process what a vile piece of shit Shake is from Love is Blind.
Yep.
I'm not watching that show right now.
Are you?
No, I'm not watching it.
Why?
I am watching this other show with my girlfriend currently on Netflix called Byron Bays.
What?
And it's a show about it's like a Hype House, but Australian.
What's Hype House?
It's a show about influencers in America, but this one is Australian.
Uh-huh.
And these people are great. They're
really?
Like, yeah, they like, they like
bogans.
They accuse like, we know your followers are fake. We know you bought them. Like, I ran your account through our software, and you have 600,000 followers in Turkey.
And they
yeah,
and then they live together.
No, they all live in different places, oh. But they all go at each other.
Ugh.
And it's just on top of all of that, like they don't have the. I mean, even I think American influencers have some sort of process shame about like behind like using that as an identity as being like an influencer. I think right. They try to like say it in a different way. But these guys are Australian, so they have absolutely no shame.
Right.
And they think that it's really cool.
Yeah.
So it's really it's very entertaining.
What's it called? Byron Bay?
Byron Bays. Yeah, they all live in this like what looks like the most stunningly beautiful place on earth. And, yeah, they're just, like, they're constantly accusing each other of being fake and stuff.
So, wait, do they endorse products? Or, like, what is their
I guess so. There's
social media presence?
Yeah, they do those. I don't know. Yeah, they have, like, they have hookups and drama. Mm. And it's great because it's like a culture that's consuming American culture
mm-hmm.
and then regurgitating it in like it went through like some sort of like AI software. Like there's something like alien about it and like
right.
kind of off about it. And so, yeah, well, it's just great like hearing them talk about like their followers and how they mean
it's
everything
like,
to them.
Followers are fags. What, I don't even know what yeah. we're talking about. I just heard the accent and I jumped in. I wasn't paying attention. I've been taking care of some emails.
Nick's ears just popped up yeah. and he just goes into accent mode.
Yeah, no, it's a show about Australian influence.
Coming up on Australian Voice, yeah. The Voice Australia. Hi, my name's Clint. I'm from the Gold Coast. And, you know, yeah, I guess I'll go ahead and give it a shot here. So, good day, mate. Good day, mate.
Yeah,
good day, mate. Crikey, bimbo. Great, wow, boy, oh, whoa, Roger, crikey. Excellent job. That's it's very hard to do Australian Chinese. Yeah, even for us, which is you know that's what we hear normally.
Australian African.
Oh, I don't know. God damn it. Hey, cracky bimbo. Coconut kangaroo. really good stuff.
Yeah, great stuff.
Really just a heaps.
Yeah, that was smashing.
Heaps good, yeah. I would say it's you're just doing the regular American, you know, African guy, and then saying, you know, crikey, bimbo, kangaroo, which bimbo, that part doesn't...
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that doesn't track.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Why would you say bimbo?
Why would bimbo be in there?
Well, you think people are over there in Africa just slutting it up?
Well, no. I mean, we don't say... It's not like bimbo's, you know, yeah, something we're saying.
But, like, phonetically, it could be African.
Yeah, right. Actually, kind of sound British.
It sounds African.
Hold on. I'm going to cut you off right there. Adam is completely... He's fucking up the bit.
No, I'm not.
He doesn't understand. It's not that fucking Africans would say bimbo. It's that you're doing African voice and say Australian stuff.
Oh, I know.
So it doesn't make sense because bimbo is not Australian.
You threw me off when you said coconut, you know, because that's also an African.
I think you're heaps
but
gay.
That's what makes it African.
Right. So I thought the bimbo aspect was you.
No.
I thought the bimbo aspect was you.
Crikey, bimbo,
bringing...
kangaroo.
Yes.
That's the Australian part.
Okay.
Coconut, banana. Is that that's just normal African guy stuff?
Or it could be Australian too. Sorry.
I think I might go to Joe's Shanghai in a little bit.
Get some soupy dumpies.
Yeah. What if I did a reverse Mel Gibson and I just spent the rest of my life pretending to be Australian?
Yeah, would they get pissed off at that?
No, but then I could like just deny. What if I did that? Now I'm Australian, but, then, but I guess I kind of already blew my load because I'm already a racist.
You're ready to deny
people
the
already,
Holocaust.
So, yeah, they already see me as like a. But if I had been like, what if I had been Ryan Seacrest?
Yeah,
and then I'd start doing an Australian accent, and I'm like, the fucking Holocaust is fake.
Yeah,
it's not real.
Yeah,
that's my opinion as an Australian man.
Right, and they'd be like. That's messed up.
Where the fuck was Mel on all this shit prior to doing a racist impression of an American?
Have you seen that video where the Cholo guy like taking a cell phone camera video of Mel Gibson changing his tire?
Yeah.
It's the best.
Amazing.
It's the best.
Yeah, I love it. Why are you out here alone? Why are you out here alone?
Mel Gibson.
Are you Mel Gibson?
Are you Mel Gibson?
Yes.
Do you want to see an amazing photobomb?
Yeah, sure.
You suck my dick and eat my ass.
But it's you photobombing Mel Gibson?
No.
Wow, it is?
Yes.
Wow, that rocks. I'm on the record as being a big fan of his. I don't care what he believes
in. I just rewatched Apocalyptico.
Apocalypto?
Apocalypto.
That
yeah.
movie is badass.
What did you call it? Apocalyptico? Where's that from?
Gayest kid in school comes through. What is that? Mel Gibson's backpack?
Yeah. Apocalypto. That's
Where's the photo bomb?
It's in my favorites folder. I'm looking.
Yeah, Apocalypto rocks, dude.
It's I am Jaguar Paul.
It's so cool.
Just suck my dick and eat my ass.
Did I tell you? Wow. Wait, where are you? Wow. How'd you pull that off?
That's great.
I was at... and his like liaison
really
came up to me and was like, I just want to let you know, Mel loves your jacket. Like, he wouldn't compliment me.
What's the jacket?
Where was this?
Was it a wedding?
I think you told me this story.
Wait, Mel Gibson was at the wedding?
Yeah.
It was an
Mel Gibson was there.
Wedding.
Gene Simmons was there.
Well, whose wedding was this?
Taylor's.
Taylor Swift?
Uh-huh.
Taylor K.
Taylor who?
K.
Why was Mel Gibson at his wedding?
Because his father-in-law is friends with Mel Gibson.
Wow.
And, like a bunch of celebrities.
Taylor's family knows Mel Gibson?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He just seemed like a regular old guy.
He's a regular guy, yeah.
Yeah, I should have given him a little bit more respect when he lived in New York.
I miss that dude.
Yeah, he was a cool guy.
Yeah, he's
we talk every day. He's the best.
Really?
Yeah. Chad, say what up.
He could fucking cry. I can't remember the last time I saw him. We had like lunch.
He's like the funniest unintentional.
Yeah. One of the funniest
things
I've ever seen.
He's like mad rich now, right?
Yeah. He made like a bunch of money off like halfway houses.
Halfway houses. Yeah.
Yeah. But
sober living facilities.
Wait, he moved out. He moved out there and like started a business.
Yeah, he owns a couple of halfway houses. They're great.
Yeah.
It's a great business.
Yeah, that's like the thing. If you do get sober and you go through the halfway house system, you then understand how that business works. And mm-hmm. it's just like, I guess, mad money.
Yeah, it's also you could have a business in a residential area because the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Yeah.
So you're like, and also it's not a rehab facility too. So you basically just drug test them. And then you have like a proctor.
Also, at the same time, like it's a very regimented house. Like everyone has chores. They go out and they like do volunteer work. They go on these like, you know, like.
Were you in a halfway house? Like,
I worked in a halfway house, and I lived in. It was called like a three-quarter house. It was an Oxford house. Mm. So like we didn't have live-in managers, but we all had like set times to be home and like
curfews.
Like, and. Like different roles in the house and weekly meetings and like, you know, certain rules and everything.
Yeah.
And I lived there for 2 years. Mm-hmm. It's like super cheap too.
It's such a fun. The halfway houses are very weird because it's like it's like.
Well,
they
I guess
work
there's,
obviously.
There's
but
a difference
it's,
between
it's,
that.
It's like a very unique form of treatment, like of substance or behavioral.
Yeah,
treatment
it's like
exists.
A step down, like reintroduction to society. House, like it really helps.
Yeah.
And I think it's necessary. I think there should be tons of halfway houses for people coming out of jail, people coming out of rehab. It's
well,
like a
probation.
Way to be
probation is absurd. It's totally. Just like we're just going to annoy you if you're on parole or probation. It's
probation
like,
sucks.
You're just going to live your life in fear.
Like understanding.
Yeah. All probation.
Care.
All probation and parole are is like we're going to make you spend 2 to 5 years having extreme anxiety about bus schedules.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah,
that's all. It does.
And if you fuck up once, you're done.
Exactly.
And then you
it
have to go back
sucks.
To jail.
Right.
Yeah. It's terrible. But, like, the step-down unit is huge. And, like, dude, I saw guys, we guys that lived with us got out of jail, whatever, and, like, they got their lives together, and the house gave them the structure that they... And also, my house was, like, really good, so we had a lot of support from the other guys and everything. We called our house the Diamond of the North.
Wow, what does that mean?
If you lived in these houses in the city, there'd be a guy like shooting dope in the room next to you, smoking crack, and you're like, I don't feel safe.
Oh, so you did one outside the city?
I did one in Newport, Delaware. And the house I lived in was directly across the street from the house. My mom threw me my 18th birthday surprise party at a bowling alley.
Oh, wow.
Which is very
funny.
Oh,
you're across the street from the bowling alley?
Yeah. So I had like an 18th birthday there with like all my friends, the whole future ahead of me. And then I ended up in the halfway house across
the
street.
Right across the street.
Yeah.
You made it half a block.
Yeah. But no, it was
well, I guess
great,
there's a difference between halfway houses and sober living facilities.
Yeah.
Right?
I was in like, it was, well, they called it a three-quarter house because it was between a halfway house and like a full sober living.
Sorry, continue. I'm
what the
my,
fuck
I'm,
is this?
No. Nick thing. And I were watching videos of the guy from Color Me Bad. The
Brian Abrams.
Why?
Brian Abrams.
I might buy a little cameo to promote. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I'm in Austin for all
dude,
the shows.
Oh, you sold out, right?
They sold out, but
that's
we're
great.
Adding Sunday shows. If you're in Austin,
hell
Texas.
Yeah.
Damn, I forgot. I should have done that.
It's April 2nd, probably.
Yeah, but can't you record and then cut it in?
No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that.
I already sold out all the shows. We're adding Sunday
shows.
Well,
can we do it with my dates?
Sunday, Sunday, four.
Sunday.
April 3rd, Austin, Texas. I'm at the Creek in the Cave. There's a 7 p.m. show. If that sells out, probably will. We'll add a 9 p.m. show.
God damn.
If both of those sell out, then we'll see about maybe doing either late show Thursday, if that's possible, or maybe late show Friday, Saturday, figure it out. Like,
yeah, so go check that out.
This is your big return, too.
Yeah.
Austin Boy does good.
We'll see. We'll see if I can even do an hour. I have no idea.
You'll know. You'll be great.
You could literally go up and talk, and people would fucking love it.
I know. That's the thing is...
Which is good and bad.
Exactly. I'm like a YouTuber, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like fucking bullshit. It's not art. It's,
yeah.
What people pay for is afterwards they get to like... Come talk out and repeat things to me from the show.
Or, yeah, the VIP experience.
Yeah, call me gay or something. Yeah. I go, okay. And then I smile and there's nothing in my eyes and we take a picture. And
Yeah.
And then, you know, I wake up and I say, is it worth it?
You wake up screaming.
Was it worth it? And you know what? The short answer is yes. Ultimately, yes. Ultimately, yes, it is worth it. So, yeah, come out. And then
is it not a gift to bring joy to others?
No, not even bring joy to others. I mean, it's like, you know, I'd prefer to be doing this and, like, still, you know, working.
Banging a hammer.
Well, not even a hammer. I never had, like, a fun hammer job.
I had some fun hammer jobs.
Yeah.
Whatchamacallit? Oh, I just, when's this coming out?
Today.
Oh.
Today, yeah.
Cool. Next Friday, March 25th, I'm in Elmsford, New York. April 1st and 2nd, Vermont Comedy Club. Me and Jordan Jensen. Going to be a lot of fun.
That'd be a good show.
Yeah.
She's great.
She's the best.
She's been on the podcast, too.
Yeah.
She's a really good
guy. She said it was a lot of fun.
We love her.
Yeah, she's fantastic. So me and her.
Love is a strong word.
Okay. We love Eileen Gu. We like Jordan.
I've met Jordan once. Respect the
we respect her as a comedian, but not as a woman.
Not at all.
Whoa. Hey. Not cool.
Why? She's not going to hear this shit.
April 1st and 2nd. Vermont Comedy Club, come on out. Going to be a lot of fun. And Sopranos Prima Volta with me and Sam Roberts. And bye, guys. You guys should come and do
that
bye,
sounds
guys.
Great. What did you say? Come and do black guys?
Yeah.
Where is that?
Central Park.
All right.
Yeah. Whatchamacallit? Oh, iAnimal69 on Instagram, Twitter,
dark.
Twitch.
Yeah, check out
running
his...
a train.
Oh, and I also want to say thank you to everyone for being cool.
Yeah,
the Cumtown fans.
That's where you go wrong. That's you can't wrong. Do this.
Yeah, don't do this.
Oh,
because fuck. Then they're gonna start not being
you.
Cool.
Any bum to sit here and ask me for a light.
I'm just looking at pictures of Rihanna pregnant,
and his face lost all expression.
Oh, she's hot always.
She's my number one.
She might be not my number one.
Gonna play the
too.
Game. You gotta learn to play it right.
If her and Eileen Goo,
you gotta know when to hold them.
You gotta
know when to fold them.
Hold on.
You gotta. What is it? How's it go? Yeah. Then he sucked the dick and fucked me in my ass.
That song's about embracing your boys.
Yeah. No, that song's awesome. I love that song because the song's about just being on some bullshit train, and then the guy next to you is like, "Can I drink some of your alcohol?" He's like, "Let me tell you something. I've been a gambler my whole life." And it's all about knowing when to hold them, knowing when to fold them. And then he just sits there and dies. That's how the song goes.
He dies in the song?
The fucking gambler just dies on the train sitting next to Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, but that's what he's doing. He's imparting his wisdom.
Yeah.
That's his final act.
Yeah.
His final breath is...
So Kenny Rogers could write a famous song about it.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the exact lyric, but it's like...
And you know what? The song's not just about poker.
It's about life.
Yep.
Yeah. I didn't realize that. I thought it was going to be a poker song.
Yeah. First.
But really,
and
what
flush
it,
is when you...
It's about the game of life, the gamble.
Remember when I came
life.
Over here and beat all of you in poker? That was great.
I don't remember that. Is that when you shit your pants?
I didn't shit. I sharted.
You sharted.
Which
sharted.
Has happened to all of us.
I sharted.
And yeah, I sharted.
Yeah. About a year
changed
after.
Changed my underwear and took everyone's money.
Yeah, so every gambler Boom. Knows the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. Because every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser. And the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep.
Jesus.
And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out his cigarette, and faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're sad now, aren't you?
No, I'm inspired.
I thought that guy kept living.
I want to get that tattoo.
No, that's what the gambler, he broke
I thought he
even.
Kept living.
No, when he breaks even.
And he got that. He won the Binions.
He breaks even when he dies.
And somewhere World in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even.
Because cool.
you can't take it with you when you go.
I would be down to play poker sometimes.
Yes, I love poker.
I like playing, yeah. I like it a lot.
The best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. That's the best line in the song. I love that part.
That's true. That is absolutely
I don't really
true.
Like poker. I like that part about dying in your sleep.
That's your one takeaway.
The best that you can hope for
How
is to meet a guy in the park.
How we doing on time? Oh, we're good. I
and when
go
he feed. Finished sleeping, he turned back to all the window.
You done, Adam?
Crushed out his cigarette and faded off to sleep. Can you imagine how worse that song would be if it was an Australian song? Oh, we're done.
What about?